Welcome to the Sonata Plus Internet Radio and Audio Library. We hope this radio will provide you with many hours of happy listening. The tracks on this CD are split as follows. Track 1 is this introduction. Track 2, what's included in the box. Track 3, control of the Sonata Plus. Track 4, the remote control. Track 5, overview of the rear of the Sonata Plus. Track 6, connecting the Sonata Plus. Track 7, connecting the Sonata Plus with an Ethernet cable. Track 8, setting up a wireless connection manually. Track 9, setting up a wireless connection automatically with WPS. Track 10, using the Sonata Plus. Track 11, radio stations. Track 12, the time shift feature. Track 13, USB and SD cards. Track 14, download to USB and SD. Track 15, making operating changes while listening, including bookmarks. And track 16, frequently asked questions. Track 2, what is included in the box with Sonata Plus? In the box of the Sonata Plus, you will find the following. An Ethernet cable. This is a cable that will allow you to plug the Sonata direct into the router. An audio cable. This will allow you to connect Sonata Plus to your hi-fi with the left and right output channels. Two batteries, which are for the remote control. A power adapter. The Sonata Plus itself, and in addition the remote control. Before we move on, we will look at some important instructions before use. Never cover the top or rear of the Sonata Plus. Connect the Sonata Plus to the power outlet with the supplied power adapter only. Ensure the Sonata Plus is placed in a dry place. It must not come into contact with any water. If the Sonata Plus is moved from a cold environment to a warm environment, do not use the unit for 2 hours in case of condensation inside of the device. Other information. When the Sonata Plus is switched off by the on-off switch, a minimal power consumption is required for the standby function, so that the Sonata Plus can be switched on using the remote control. When the Sonata Plus is to be completely switched off, remove the power adapter from the power outlet or simply turn it off at the wall. Thank you. Track 3, control of the Sonata Plus. The navigation and the location of the buttons around the set is as follows. The radio has 5 buttons and a volume dial. There are 3 buttons positioned along the bottom face of the set, below the volume dial, and working from the right to the left are the on-off button, the back button in the middle, and the OK button on the far left. The on and off button is used just to simply turn the Sonata on and off. The back button is used to stop audio playing or to move back through the menu system. And the OK button is to start or to open audio content or to open a folder in the menu system. We then have 2 further buttons, the scroll up and scroll down buttons, which are located to the left of the volume dial in a vertical line above one another. The scroll up is used once the playlist is better known to scroll forward through the menu items, and scroll down is used once the playlist is better known to scroll backwards through the menu items. Finally, there is a volume dial. This is a large protruding rotating dial in the center of the button configuration, and this has 3 uses. The primary use is to change the level of the volume. Secondly, it is used for muting the sound. This is functioned by depressing the volume button towards the unit and letting go of it. The unit will announce stopped or paused, and this will mute the sound. And finally, for making bookmarks, you depress and hold the volume button towards the unit for 5 seconds in order that a bookmark is created. The radio will announce that a shortcut or a bookmark has been added. Please note that bookmarks can also be noted as shortcuts, but they are the same thing, and then will be available once made in the shortcuts playlist. Track 4, the remote control. The remote control functions are as follows, and the remote control allows full access of the Sonata Plus. Starting at the top right button is the power button, used to turn the Sonata Plus on and off. The top left button is the mute button. This is the same function as holding the and depressing the volume button towards the unit. Moving down the remote control, there are 3 sets of up and down buttons. From the left, the first set controls the volume up and down. The second set adjusts the tone up and down. And the third set controls the speed of the audio up and down. The next row down has 3 buttons arranged horizontally. These are in the centre of the remote. From the left to the right, these are follows. Information. When pressed, this will give audible details of which category you're in, how many items are in that category, and which item you're currently listening to. For radio stations, this can give you, in addition, the name of the group or the song or the band that you just heard. The snooze button. When pressed, an announcement will inform the user that they have 30 minutes before the unit automatically turns off. This can be altered in the shortcut menu, access through depressing the volume button towards the unit. This can be found in the later section and in track 15. Shortcuts, favourites or bookmarks, as they can also be known. This button creates a shortcut to your favourite content or a bookmark in the current publication and places this in the shortcuts list. This will also work with radio stations. The number of shortcuts can be altered using the pause menu, which can also be found in track 15. Please note that the default setting for shortcuts is automatic. This means that every time you press the back button or turn the unit on while playing audio, a shortcut will be created. This should be changed to manual, so that only when you instruct the unit to create a shortcut by depressing the volume button for 5 seconds towards the unit, a shortcut will be added. Again, this can be clearly found in track 15, altering shortcuts. Moving further down the remote, there are 5 buttons arranged in a diamond shape, up, down, left, right, and OK in the centre of this. The up and down buttons are to move up and down through the menu system. The left and right button controls the time shift feature. The time shift feature can be found later on in track 12. And then finally the OK button in the middle, which selects an item or goes through the menu system. Finally, there is a button to the bottom left of the diamond in the southwest position, which is the back button. And as noted before, the back button is to move back up through the navigation menu or to stop audio playing. Overview of the rear of the Sonata Plus. Whilst looking at the back of the Sonata Plus, there are a number of sockets. These are as follows from the left hand side. 2 USB sockets. These can be used to play back audio from a memory stick or to download audio to the memory stick. To the right of this is the headphone socket. This is a 3.5mm mini jack. Headphones can be plugged in for personal private listening. The main speaker will automatically be muted when headphones are plugged in. The sound will be restored to the main speaker when the headphones are unplugged. To the right of this are the two audio connectors. Left audio, which is coloured white, and right audio, which is coloured red, used with the phono lead to connect the Sonata Plus to a hi-fi system. To the right of this is the Ethernet socket. This socket can be used to connect the Sonata Plus to your router as an alternative to a wireless connection. This type of connection is usually quicker and does not require any configuration. An Ethernet cable is included in the box with your Sonata Plus. To the right of this is the SD card slot. This can be used to play back audio from an SD card or to download audio to the memory stick. And finally, to the right of this is the mains adapter socket. This socket is used with the power adapter supplied to connect your Sonata Plus to the mains electricity. Track 6, connecting the Sonata Plus. There are three ways to connect the Sonata Plus to the internet. 1. Connecting with an Ethernet cable. This can be found in track 7. 2. Manually setting up with a wireless connection. This can be found in track 8. And finally, 3. Automatically connecting wirelessly to a WPS-enabled router, which can be found in track 9. Connecting with an Ethernet cable. An Ethernet cable is supplied with your Sonata Plus. Connect one end to the router. This can be any one of the four connectors at the back of the router, and the other end to the Ethernet socket on the back of the Sonata Plus. Switch on the Sonata Plus and a cord jingle indicates that the Sonata Plus has been turned on, shortly followed by a full jingle while the Sonata Plus makes connection to the internet. Once the Sonata Plus has connected, you will hear the audio introduction and menu items. You can now commence listening. Track 8. Setting up a wireless connection manually. Note: before starting this procedure, you must have noted the SSID. This is the router wireless identifier or network name. And in addition to this, the passphrase, also known as the WPA or the WEP key. Please be aware that this information will be case sensitive, so we will need to know all letters in upper or lower case. This information is usually printed on the back of your wireless router. If you are unable to find this, please call your broadband supplier, who will be able to gain the information required. Now, connect the Sonata Plus to the mains with the supply power adapter and ensure that there is not an Ethernet cable plugged into the unit. Next, turn the unit on with the on and off button. Once the unit announces connecting to the internet, depress the volume button towards the unit once. Paused or stop will be announced. Next, press the scroll down button twice. Device configuration will be announced. Then press OK. In the configuration menu, it will be announced that there are three items. Now, press the scroll up button once. Add a wireless network will be announced. Then press OK. The unit will announce searching for available networks, and at the end of this, the unit will announce the number of networks located. Select your network. Using the scroll up button, run through the network names found. The Sonata Plus will read each one out in turn, and when you hear the correct network name that is yours, press OK. It will announce the network name and the signal strength. It will then announce that you should enter the passphrase. You will now be presented with the cursor for input of the passphrase. However, the Sonata Plus will speak the letter of each in turn as you turn the volume dial. For example, A small, B small, C small. To scroll through the letters and numbers, turn the volume dial clockwise or anti-clockwise. The order they will appear is A to Z small, lowercase, A to Z large, uppercase, and then numbers 0 to 9. As each digit is read and you reach the correct one, press the OK button and it will announce, for example, X small added. After each digit has been input in turn, turn the dial clockwise until the unit announces finished, once you've finished entering the key. Press OK and the unit will then read out the whole passphrase and announce the configuration has been added. If the correct key has been input, once you turn the Sonata Plus off and then back on, the Sonata Plus should now connect to the internet. Track 9. Setting up a wireless connection automatically using WPS. Some of the more modern broadband routers come with a button on them marked WPS. This will make the setup of a Sonata Plus much easier if you have this function available to you. If you're going to use WPS, first of all, connect the Sonata Plus to the mains with the supply power adapter and ensure that there is not an Ethernet cable plugged into the unit. Turn your Sonata Plus on with the on and off button. Once the unit announces connecting to the internet, depress the volume button towards the unit. Paused or stopped will be announced. Next, press the scroll down button twice. Device configuration will be announced. Then press OK. In the configuration menu, it will be announced that there are three items. Press the scroll up button once. Add a wireless network will be announced. Now move over to your wireless router and press the WPS button. Next, press the OK button on Sonata. After a short moment, the Sonata will announce searching for available networks. And at the end, the Sonata Plus will ask if you wish to connect to, for example, BT Home Hub and a variation of numbers. If this is your wireless network name, SSID, press the OK button once. The Sonata will then say connecting to the wireless network. After a short moment, the Sonata Plus will say WPS enabled network check, configured and added, the network name. And now the radio is ready to be turned off. The next time you turn your Sonata Plus on, it should connect wirelessly to the router. Track 10, using the Sonata Plus. Now that your Sonata Plus has been set up, you're ready to start listening. Turn the Sonata Plus on. You will firstly get a tone to tell you the set has been turned on, followed by a short jingle. It will then connect to the internet and the Sonata Plus will start its audio introduction and will ask the user to press OK and select from the following playlist. The playlist will now run through the following order. 1. Messages. This will normally only be active when there are messages to convey, so this will be information that needs to be passed over. So please don't worry if there are no messages. However, please be aware that these messages may be important, so when they are available, please listen to them. 2. Radio stations. There are currently over 6,500 available radio stations on the database. This number is growing all the time. These can be added individually at your request, or you can have the entire list by country. 3. Podcasts. There is a comprehensive list of podcasts covering 36 genres. 4. Talking newspapers. We have a selection of local talking newspapers. There are around about 70 from around the UK. You can take a subscription to national talking newspapers and magazines. If you listen to this section at the end, there will be a telephone number for the RNIB. Curran Review. This is a Scottish publication. There are 5 publications, including the Daily Herald, the Evening Times and Inside Soap. There is also content from Playback. This is the Sunday Mail, Daily Record and Scottish Memories. Number 5 is books. There are 5,000 ebooks. These are current titles with the facility to request new content if we do not have this. LibriVox audiobooks. These are 7,000 audiobooks which are classic titles. Podio audiobooks. These are new books by up and coming authors. And there is also the audio Bible of both the New and the Old Testament. 6. Online content. This is a section that's all read out in text-to-speech and again we have the facility to request new content. This will link to live web pages, so we can actually get you BBC News and Sport, the Met Office weather live, access to the National Lottery results, which aren't recorded in audio anywhere else, full access to Wikipedia, for example. We have many other publications such as the Daily Mail, Horoscopes, Inside Soap, USA Today and the New York Times. Sonata Plus kind of acts as a search engine, but all of these have been predetermined. So again, if there isn't one on there that you'd like to hear, tell us about it and we'll do our best for you to gain access to it. 7. Everyday VR information. These are mainly podcasts and programs relating to visual impairment and living with sight loss, all neatly placed in one place here. 8. Shortcuts. As we've noted before, shortcuts can be noted as bookmarks. These are the list of up to the last 50 shortcuts that you've added to your Sonata Plus. Obviously, if you haven't added 50 shortcuts, then only the number that you've added will obviously be represented on the unit. And 9. Information. This contains useful information about your Sonata Plus, including what the time is and the serial number of the unit. You can also find out here new content items, such as new radio stations that have been added. There is a facility to add new radio stations from your Sonata Plus Direct using this system. And you will also find here periodic events, events that appear only for a few weeks or only for a short period of time. For example, the tennis will appear here and much, much more. Track 11, radio stations. There are many thousands of radio stations available worldwide and playable on the Sonata Plus. If you wish, you can add radio stations to your Sonata Plus playlist through our online portal at http://www.stationlist.net, or if you prefer, we have a text-only version, which is at http://www.blind.stationlist.net. You will need your serial number and a password to gain access to this. If you need your password, please contact the British Wireless for the Blind Fund on 01622 754 757, or email this request to dave@blind.org.uk. If a radio station is not available on the database, please contact us, and if we can make it available, or if it is available to you in this country, then we will add it for you. You can also email any of these requests to dave@blind.org.uk, or call us on 01622 754 757. If you prefer, you can also we can also manage your playlist for you. Just call us with the name of the radio stations that you'd like to add, or if you're unsure, we can make recommendations for you based on your listening requirements and what we know which is good and what's not. Don't forget to listen out for the new content, which can be found in the information section. We're adding content almost daily. After 4 p.m. every day, in this section, you will be able to add the content direct using your Sonata Plus. Full instructions of this will be found in this section on Sonata. Track 12, Time Shift. While listening to Sonata, it is possible to fast forward or rewind for a program. This is ultimately for static audio content for podcasts and local talk and newspapers. This is not for live radio. To do this, depress and release the volume control towards the unit on your Sonata Plus, and it will announce paused or stopped. Now turn the volume control clockwise to fast forward through your program, or anti-clockwise to rewind through the program. Each click of the control represents 10 seconds, and Sonata will tell you where you are with regard to the time, as in 2 minutes in, or 2 minutes 10 in, 2 minutes 20, as you turn the volume dial. Now, depress the volume button again towards the unit to continue listening from the new position. Track 13, USB and SD cards. When using either a USB stick or an SD card, insert this into the appropriate slot or socket before turning the Sonata Plus on. Please note that the SD card must be pushed fully inside the slot until it clicks into place. Now switch the unit on, which will produce the first single chord tone, and after 10 seconds will play the musical jingle. Sonata Plus will announce Media Menu, then ask you to select from the Internet Menu USB stick or SD card. If the unit doesn't do this and it goes to the British Wireless for the Blind Fund menu, just please press the back button once, and this will ask the unit to again look for the USB or the SD card. Use the scroll up or the scroll down buttons to select between the items available in the media menu. If you select Internet menu, the Sonata Plus will connect to the internet and go directly to the normal introduction message, where you will be able to listen to the radio stations and the podcasts. If you select USB or SD, the Sonata Plus will announce the number of files that you have available on the USB or the SD card. Again, everything here will be audibly announced, the names and the number of items and the folders and the track items. You can also delete items from your USB or SD with the Sonata Plus. Once you hear the file announced, depress the volume button towards the unit, then scroll up to remove this item. By pressing the OK button, the file has been removed, and this will be announced by the radio. Track 14, download to USB or SD card. Please ensure that a USB stick or SD card is inserted into the appropriate slot in the back of the Sonata Plus before the unit is switched on. Please note that this feature will not work with live radio stations or national talking newspapers and magazines. Next, switch the unit on. The following will be announced: Media Menu, Shortcut Menu, USB Stick. Then once Internet Menu is announced, press OK. This will then take you to the main playlist menu. You now need to select the desired podcast, news program or publication that you wish to record. Once the selected audio is playing, depress the volume button towards the unit and paused or stopped will be announced. Then use the scroll up button until download this item is announced. Then press OK. Sonata Plus will then announce the name of the item to be downloaded. A continuous status update of the percentage that it has completed will then follow until the item is downloaded. Once it has finished, it will announce that this has finished. Finally, double press the back button to leave this function. You can also download all these items within this folder and repeat the same process. This will just download all of the audio content within that folder. Making operating changes while listening, including creating shortcuts or bookmarking. The easiest way to create a bookmark is to depress and hold the volume button for 5 seconds. This will automatically create a bookmark. While listening to Sonata Plus, depress the volume control and the Sonata Plus goes into paused mode. Use the scroll up or down button to navigate the following menu. It will be announced in the following order. Continue playback. This will allow you to continue playback. Information. This will provide you information about the radio station, including the name, song title, the audio bit rate. Next, create shortcut. This will allow you to create a shortcut. This is followed by speed. This will allow you to increase or decrease the speed of the TTS, the text-to-speech engine, and static content for Sonata Plus. Tone. This will allow you to change the tone of the content. Sleep timer. This can be increased or decreased in 10-minute blocks up to 2 hours. Device configuration. This has 3 sections. Firstly, add a wireless network. This will allow you to add a wireless network to Sonata Plus. Secondly, shortcut menu.
also known as bookmarks. This has the following sections. How to manage shortcut. This has two options. Automatic. Bookmarks will then be created by pressing the back button or the unit being switched off, or by pressing OK when you select this. Secondly, manual. Bookmarks will only now be created by depressing the volume button and then using the scroll up button to go to create bookmark and pressing the OK button. Resume playback at the startup, on or off. If you select on, when you turn the radio on, it will go directly to the last item that you played. Amount of shortcuts shown. This allows you to adjust the number of shortcuts that you have available. These can be selected between 10 and a maximum of 50. Finally, the advanced menu. This is for advanced users only. This will show Ethernet. This will give you technical information about the Ethernet port. Wireless. This will give you technical information about the wireless connection. The buffer size. This can be set to fast, normal, or safe. Restart. This restarts the Sonata Plus. And finally, shutdown. This turns the Sonata Plus off.
Track 16. Frequently asked questions. 1. The radio fails to connect to the internet. The most common reason for this is a fault in the wireless connection. Please turn your wireless router off and leave it off for a few moments and then turn it back on. Please then wait for a few minutes while it reboots itself and starts up, and then turn the Sonata Plus back on. This should resolve the situation. 2. The Sonata Plus says this item is not available within the content. This usually means that the radio station or the item that you're trying to listen to is currently not broadcasting or has moved and changed position or changed the way that it broadcasts over the internet. If this continues on a particular item, please contact us on 01622 754 757 or email us at dave@blind.org.uk. 3. The Sonata Plus stops playing and beeps for a few moments before continuing playback or returns to the main menu. This is an indication that the broadband or wireless connection is struggling to keep up the requirements of the radio station. This is most often caused by internet traffic or wireless interference, which will often rectify itself. If this continues for a longer period of time and does not resolve itself automatically, again, please contact us. 4. A radio station is not available on the Sonata internet database, or you cannot find the radio station or the content that you're after. Please just simply call us on 01622 754 757, and we're normally able to add most items that are not there yet, or maybe it's a new item that's just come along. Or please feel free to email us at dave@blind.org.uk. We hope that you enjoy your Sonata Plus and hope that you have many good hours of listening. Thank you.